How's everyone doing this morning? Easter. Don't you love it? I love Easter. Easter is my favorite weekend of the year. Like, I love Christmas, but Easter, this is where it all happens, all right? This is the foundation of our faith. It's because of what Jesus did at Easter. It's because of who he is, and it's because of how much God loves us. And I put it to you today that we have a reason to celebrate. We've got a reason to celebrate at Easter. It's not just another Sunday. We have a reason to celebrate. You know, it says in Matthew 28, verse 6, he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. He's gone. He's gone. Hasn't been taken away by someone in the darkness of the night. He is risen again. Amen? Come on. Anyone with me this morning? You know, I want to encourage us today that we have a reason to celebrate. We've got a reason to praise because the Savior of the world, he is risen. The tomb is empty. Jesus is victorious and his victory has become ours. You know, the Savior of the world, it's Jesus to us, the Savior of the world, our Lord and Savior to us. You know, it was only a matter of months ago that we celebrated the birth of Jesus. Just a matter of months ago, and I shared this scripture at Christmas time, Matthew 1:23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. We celebrated the birth of Jesus. We celebrated the promise of Emmanuel, that God would always be with us. And for those following along, can you imagine some 2,000 years ago, the joy of hearing that God's promise was born, that he would never leave us, never forsake us. The Son of God fulfilled the scriptures, walked among humanity for 33 years, only to be sent to the cross by the very people who celebrated his arrival. What? Doesn't make sense, does it? 2,000 years ago, all seemed lost. All seemed lost. But in John 19:28-30, it says this, later, knowing everything had now been finished so that the scripture would be filled. Jesus said, I'm thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there. So they soaked up the sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of hyssop plant and lifted it at Jesus' lips. When he'd received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head, gave up his spirit. All seemed lost. All seemed lost. Jesus breathed his last breath and he declared, it is finished. He was not declaring that he was finished. He was declaring that it is finished. What was he declaring? He was declaring that sin and separation from God was finished once and for all. Matthew 27 says, at that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died there were raised to life. They came into their tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city, and he appeared to many people. Freaky much? We sang about it in the songs this morning. The power of God raised people. When the centurion and those who were with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, surely he was the Son of God. All seemed lost, but even in that moment of lost, a group of people, surely he was the Son of God. See, at that moment, freedom was released and people were declaring that surely he was the Son of God. I want to encourage you today. Maybe you've had moments in your life. Maybe you're in a moment right now where all seems lost or seemed lost. May the power of Jesus conquer what separates you from the truth of God's love for you. May dreams come back to life. May relationships live again. May you be raised to life in every area that needs resurrection. That's the power of God that is his work because of Jesus. We know that after this moment that Jesus was prepared for the grave. We heard about it on Good Friday. Matthew 27:59, it says, Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen cloth and placed it in his own new tomb that he'd cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance. to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. And we know that the scriptures tell us that guards were placed at the tomb. It says Matthew 27:62, the next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "remember that while he was still alive, that the deceiver said, 'After 3 days I'll rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he's been raised from the dead. The last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go make the tomb secure as you know how." So they went, made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. Aren't you glad today that the illogical fear of the chief priests and religious leaders made them so irrationally anxious that they advocated for independent observers outside of their faith and belief to come and be witnesses? Think about it. It's so irrational, illogical. So yeah, we'd like to pay some independent observers to come in just to make sure that... See, these Roman guards, they were unbiased. They witnessed the greatest moment that would ever be known in the history of the world. And we have the chief priests and religious leaders to thank for it. They became witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. They witnessed the reconciliation of all humanity back to Creator. They witnessed that the God who loved us first, even while we were living for ourselves, even while we were dead to our own sin, he offered forgiveness of sin and the eternal sacrifice of Jesus. Amen. That's the truth. That's the beauty of Resurrection Sunday that we celebrate today. Today we acknowledge that it was true 2,000 years ago and it's still true today. Amen. Matthew 28. After the Sabbath at dawn in the first week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were as white as snow. And the guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. And the angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid, for I know who you're looking for, Jesus, who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. Just so nonchalant and calm. "Greetings." They came to him, clasped his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Another earthquake moment, another moment of God's power being revealed. This time revealing an empty tomb. A moment of Jesus revealing himself, resurrected as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to encourage you today, if you're in this place, may the good news of Jesus greet your heart today. If you don't know him personally, in the same way that he greeted his disciples, may the good news of Jesus greet your heart. May the good news of Jesus be your revelation today. Now, this morning, we celebrate an empty cross. We celebrate a risen Savior. Matthew 28:16, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when he saw them, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." I just want to remind us today, we focus a lot on the Great Commission, but maybe some of us thought maybe the Great Commission was given before Jesus went to the cross. No, it was directly afterwards. He came to the first thing he says to his disciples, "Hey, come on, let's do this. Let's share the good news of Jesus to the world." You know, we're contemplating this morning. Because the thing is, as much as we deserve a moment of celebration, we've got to contemplate what the scriptures are saying to us this morning as well. John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life," just as the team comes this morning. We've got to contemplate, what is this really all about? What is this about for us as individuals? What is this about for our family and friends? What does this mean for all humanity across the globe? I think we can nail it down to this today, that God loves his creation and humanity so much that he was willing to give up what was most important to him, his own son. Willing to sacrifice and then declare and show his power to the world. Look at what I can do. Put your faith in the one who can raise the Son of God from the dead. May we ever be aware that victory, that freedom, salvation, we have it in Christ, but it's also given to us to pass on to others. May we always be aware. It's not just for us and we get it. It's like, it stops with it. It doesn't stop with me. It carries on from me. It carries on from you. Amen. To your family, to your friends, and beyond. You know, this monumental moment was not only for those who came before Jesus. It wasn't only for the disciples who met him. It wasn't for Mary Magdalene, the other Mary. It wasn't just for them. But it was for us. And it was for anybody who has ears to hear and come to him. We have a reason to celebrate, amen. We have a reason to praise. I just want us to stand to our feet for a moment this morning. We're just going to have a moment of worship. I think it's what our hearts should pass back to the King of Kings, amen. We ready? The fair thing to do this morning is this, is not just to leave it there. You know, if you don't know Jesus personally today, it would be completely remiss of me not to give you the opportunity to meet the Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ, to be known by God the Father as a son or a daughter of the Most High God. It's what today is all about. This is about the unknown becoming known by God the Father, being forgiven of sin, being set free into a life that reflects Jesus. Is it an easy life? No, it's not an easy life. But it's a great life knowing God the Father. Now, Romans 10 verse 9 says this, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Romans 10, 13 says, for anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's the promise that God has for each and every single one of us. You know, maybe today you're in this place, you're watching online, you ask yourself the questions like, how can I be worthy of this gift from God? Well, the truth is we aren't worthy of this gift from God. But Jesus has made us worthy by his sacrifice for each and every single one of us. That's the forgiveness that he's made for us. Did we deserve it? No. That's how much God loved us. While we're still in our own sin, doing our own thing, he sent Jesus. Before we could even respond, he made a way. It's the whole point of God's grace towards each and every single one of us. Romans 5 verse 8 says it like this, but God demonstrates his own love for us while we're still sinners. Christ died for us. He made a decision before we could even respond. And so today I give you the opportunity to make a decision to bring yourself before God just as you are. You can't be any more ready than you need to be. He's taking care of everything. And this is your moment to respond to the love of God. God loves you so much that he sent his only son. So with our eyes closed for just a moment, this is a moment between you and God. The lights are really bright, so you might need to help me at the back, host. But God loves you so much. And this is your moment to say, yeah, you know what, I need forgiveness of sin. I want to be known by God and have a relationship with him. All you need to do today is call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. And so if that's you today, I'm just going to ask you to put your hand up for a moment. This is you showing to God. So God, that's what I want. As soon as you put it up, you can put it back down. On the count of three, if that's you, put your hand up. One, two, three. Anyone this morning say, yeah, I need to know God personally. Yeah, thank you. Anyone else today say, yeah. Yes, thank you. Anyone else say, I don't want to be separated from God anymore. I now understand that Jesus made it so I don't have to be separated from God. Anyone else today? Don't let this moment pass you by. This is what we're going to do. In a moment, we're going to pray a prayer, accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, turning from our ways to Him. And if you put your hand up, pray this prayer. If you didn't put your hand up, but you really, really wanted to, pray the prayer. God's more interested in your heart than putting your hand up. And church, I'm going to ask you to join me in praying this as well. Let's pray. Dear God, nice and loud, dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus. I thank you that you loved me. I confess with my mouth, declare with my heart that you are Lord. I repent of my sin, turn from my ways, and turn to you. I'm going to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you pray that prayer for the first time, heaven rejoices right now. If you pray that prayer because you're getting your way back, heaven rejoices. And we're rejoicing with heaven this morning.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.